think we've already announced the invitation song 307. I wanted to speak to you just briefly tonight about the hope within us. As a song "We Have an Anchor" suggests, it is steadfast and sure. That is the hope within us, only because of Jesus Christ. It's where desire meets expectations. And seeing how it's baseball season, I came up with this analogy. Maybe it'll work. But just think about the best baseball player you might know, might have seen. And you non-baseball fans, do the best you can. But if you think of someone throwing someone out at home from left field, that's a pretty, it's a pretty long throw. But it's been done. Well, think about that person having the arm strength multiplied times a thousand. And he throws as hard as he can, as far as he can. And he's able to go across space and time. And this particular baseball has a string or a rope attached to it. And it also has the ability to attach itself to something out there. This player has thrown this baseball so far, he is no longer able to see it. And it attaches itself to something. And it begins to pull on the rope. And so what it has attached itself to is something unseen. The hope that is within us is really unseen. So, let's begin our reading tonight in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4, and I began in verse 16, "Therefore we do not lose heart, but through our outer man, though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day, for momentarily light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So we have an eternal hope in God. Moving on to 1 Peter chapter 3. These are going to be familiar verses for you. But 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. "But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence." So we are to have a hope within us. Moving down to 1 Peter chapter 5 and drop down into verse 10. "And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." We have that hope within us because of the promises of God. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 12. "Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer." Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." We are to have that hope in us. And hope is connected to faith. Very familiar verse, Hebrews chapter 11. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." It becomes a reality in life eternal. There is hope in Jesus Christ. And I'll turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3 And then in verse 13, "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Promises of God are certain. They're real. And they are everlasting. Don't count the day. Make the day count by holding on to that hope that is with you. Also by being obedient to the gospel call. If the gospel calls you, please come as we stand and sing.